Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you, because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back, right up front, plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a wild day today, especially at the very end, with soybean meal actually making new contract highs. Went up to above $450 a ton, closed at $451.20, and that was up about $13, $14 there in the soybean meal. And that was the strongest thing in the grain complex. Corn futures, a little bit weaker here, down 6 to 7 cents. Did not go through those previous lows, but traded as low as 415 and 3 quarters in December. And then the wheat futures, steady into Kansas City, a little bit weaker in Chicago wheat. This moisture moving through the southern plains is starting to melt now, and that should provide a little bit of help to the dry conditions there in the southern plains, especially those really extreme drought-stricken areas of southwest Oklahoma. They really needed that moisture, and that should help out the wheat crop there as we begin to go into the winter months. Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of a big trade today, except right on the end, that big rally in the beans, and then everything else was pretty slow going. We have First Notice Day on this Friday, and then, of course, Thursday we have Thanksgiving. So there's going to be a strange week in terms of the trading hours. We'll close tomorrow, which is Wednesday, at regular time, and then closed Thursday for the holiday. And then Friday the markets will close at noon Central Time and wait until Sunday night to open back up.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The USDA had an announcement from China this morning as China canceled 300,000 metric tons of soybeans for the 13-14 marketing year. But then they came back and purchased 360,000 metric tons of soybeans. So they were a net positive today of 60,000. Sometimes they will cancel certain shipments and then reorder it due to the fact that they change ports. You know, from northern China to southern China is a long ways, and their interior domestic transportation system may not be able to handle a big load of soybeans. So they'll have to cancel the shipment and reorder it to a different port, and it'll reflect here in the U.S. As a cancellation of a purchase when it isn't necessarily that. There's also talk that China has subsidized or is going to subsidize farmers rather than holding up their domestic prices through their government. We'll see how that plays out, but there's talk that that could provide some weakness here in the U.S. And then this whole idea that commodity funds, which have been long the commodity index, are really bullish commodities since about 2005, and that's kind of slowed down here. The U.S. dollar started down over the last 10 years or so, and that looks like it stopped going down for at least the time being. And then you had the drought in the grains the last couple years, which helped grain prices. Well, all that's kind of in the past. And it looks like as we start 2014, things may not be quite as hot as they were in 2013.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 87 cents at $131.95. January feeders up $1.57 at $164.37. And December lean hogs finished up 2 cents at $85.62. In the grains, Kansas City December wheat was up 0.75 cents at 7.04 1/4. Chicago December corn was down 6 1/4 cents at 4.18 1/2. And January soybeans finished the day unchanged at 13.29 1/4. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.